reason why we started looking at Brinson in the first place is because we've obtained hundreds and hundreds of pages of the Army's own internal investigation into what happened to Abu Ghraib, and this guy's name came up. And when we realized he was the Deputy Chief of Staff and we realized there was very little news about Brinson in general, that's when we started looking into it.
Attorney David Sheldon told you in a statement that, quote, the command structure that Captain Brinson inherited at Abu Ghraib was not of his making, end quote. Is he implying that he tried to change the system at any time afterward, or in this case, does inheritance mean that he went along with what was going on because he had no choice?
It's a little unclear. Brinson's attorney is being rather obtuse about exactly who in the chain of command started the abuse that he's alleging and when they knew about it and exactly what they ordered. But I do think it is interesting that here we are with the captain who is in charge of the military police who have been prosecuted for this abuse, clearly implicating higher-ups. Exactly what he means, we're not sure. And that's part of the reason why the Abu Ghraib story doesn't die. There are a lot of really smart people who believe we still don't know how high up this goes and who ordered what with.
Well, it started lower than him because in your report you say Captain Brinson was the supervisor of Military Police Corporal Charles Grainer, often seen as the ringleader of all this abuse. But Captain Brinson said in a memo that Corporal Grainer was doing, quote, a fine job and received many accolades from the Military Intelligence Unit. It seems like with what was said in other memos cited in your report at Salon.com that the actions of Captain Brinson could be construed as being complicit. I mean, would you agree with that?
It's difficult to say from the documents alone. However, one of the things that Brinson has said in his memo to Grainer is that military intelligence was very pleased with Grainer's behavior there at the prison. The reason why that could be significant is because Grainer and other soldiers and military police who were there alleged that military intelligence were the ones, so these are the professional interrogators, were the ones who were actually directing the abuse. So military intelligence allegedly was telling these MPs to soften up these detainees before interrogation. This memo from Brinson raises further questions about that.
In your report also, you say there were some other suspicious events that occurred in Abu Ghraib that Captain Brinson may have had a hand in. Tell me a little bit about the incident involving Mandel Al-Jamadi. He's the man who died during a CIA interrogation at the prison.
Jamadi died early in the morning of November 4th, 2003, during a CIA interrogation in a shower at Abu Ghraib prison. His death was later ruled a homicide. The reason why Brinson got involved in that is because he, as the Army officer in charge of the intelligence wing, soon after Jamadi died, Brinson was called to the site of where the body was. What happened next is what is so interesting. Brinson, under CIA orders, asked his own military police to put the body in a body bag, stack the body with ice so that there's ice in the body bag, and then he ordered his military police to clean up the cell, which could be construed as tinkering with a crime scene. The next day, the CIA came up with a plan to sneak the body out of the prison by putting it on a stretcher and putting an IV in the body's arm so that it would look like this detainee was sick and not dead. It's a very curious handling of the death of a detainee who died during interrogation at Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, but couldn't Brinson say that because this was a CIA order, that it was a CIA order, that he was following orders as well? I mean, couldn't this go as high as you can get?
That's exactly what Brinson is saying. In fact, when Brinson was later interviewed by a CIA Office of Inspector General agent, he alleges that basically this was a CIA interrogation, it was a CIA detainee, and CIA was running the show. We have a situation here where soldiers and even officers are taking directions from the CIA. And again, it raises further questions of just what exactly was going on at Abu Ghraib.
Does Congressman Rogers have anything to say about all this?
We asked Congressman Rogers for some comment. We got a call from his chief of staff late last night that said this was an Army matter. The question that we asked was, you now have a staffer who has been reprimanded for his role of abuse at Abu Ghraib, and the congressman sits on the House Committee on Armed Services. Is there anything relevant there? And the answer from Rogers was no.
Captain Brinson's been reprimanded, as have these other soldiers and officers involved. I mean, is he expecting to be charged with something down the road?
At this point, all we know is that Captain Brinson has received a reprimand, and it's important to note that he believes he does not deserve that reprimand and has submitted a rebuttal to the Army. There's no indication at this time that Captain Brinson will face any sort of formal prosecution under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Mark Benjamin, reporter, national affairs reporter for Salon.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.